When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, trivia nerds. Welcome to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. As always, I'm here with my very best friend, Meredith.
Hey, fam. How's it going?
Oh my gosh.
What are we doing today?
I'm nervous because here's a confession.
What?
We have had this request ever since we started this podcast. Like, I'm not kidding you. Years of people requesting this. And I'm always like, yeah, for sure, we'll do it. And then I never do it because I know it's going to go so badly. But I can't put it off anymore.
Are we playing sports trivia?
It is. It is NFL trivia.
What? Football trivia?
Football trivia.
My least known sport.
Yes.
I was a cheerleader, though, so I do know what touchdowns are, and I know that sometimes you can pass and get 3 points, but I don't, and you can kick sometimes. I don't really know.
This is going to be.
Listen, what if I get 0 points? What's the first time I score 0 points?
Listen, I don't think you're going to score zero. You might get a couple, but this is going to be a big self-esteem boost to anybody listening to this show. I'm just going to tell you because.
You're definitely going to beat me.
You're for sure going to beat me.
If you've even sat through one football game, you will beat me. I have ADHD and I just can't handle it. And it's very long and boring and I'm distracted and I'm looking at my phone. I just don't really care about football. Well, I wish I could.
This is going to be interesting. Okay. First, let's get our shout outs out of the way.
Well, first, before we go on, I would like to request Vanderpump Rules trivia. If I have to do football trivia, I request Vanderpump Rules trivia.
The very depressing reality of this is I would probably do better on NFL trivia. I have no Vanderpump Rules one day in my life. So,
we'll
see how this goes. Okay. Shout out to Hudson and Elliot, Tristan, Isaac, Charlotte, Brooke, Micah, Cooper, Anaya, Lucas, Judah, Maggie, John, Lucy, Joshua, Preston, Hudson, Olivia, Elliot, Olivia, again, Camden, Mason, Hudson, Leo, Jameson, and Jade. You know, I got a puppy recently and I was like, man, I do not know what to name this puppy. It's kind of a joke. If you go to my Instagram, at the Brittany Gibbons, you'll see like videos of me. This dog has had 12 names. I should have just checked our shout out list because all these names are cool. Why didn't I think to like check the shout out list?
That is cool, but did you just say you might have named a dog after one of these kids?
I only use human names for my dogs, guys. This is not meant to be a put down. I would name my dog Brittany if it wasn't my name. Okay, and also happy birthday to Ellie and Silas. I hope you guys have an amazing birthday. It's a beautiful weather out. You go outside and enjoy it. All right, I'm going to lead Meredith through two rounds of NFL trivia today. So we'll see how this goes, folks. I'll ask her a question, give her 10 seconds to come up with an answer. And if you're listening, you're going to have to give yourself 1 point for every correct one and hope, if you're Meredith, to get one. So
I just want one single point. If I get one question right today, I have one in my own mind. It's me against me. It's not me against the people in the car. It's me against me.
Small achievable goals. Here we are. Okay. Round one, question one. How many games are there in the regular season for the NFL? You're close, actually. It's 17. Feels like a million, but it's just 17. Okay. Question two. Name the two conferences that make up the NFL.
Okay, I weirdly know this one. It's the NFC and the AFC.
Question three.
Okay.
What is the highest value NFL franchise team. So the one that's worth like the most. Just take a guess, like branding wise, who you got.
This is who I think it is, and only because I've been through the cheerleader locker room to go to the fancy restaurant at the Dallas Cowboy Club. So, and it was crazy expensive. I think it's Dallas Cowboys.
You are right. They're worth $7.64 billion.
I quit the game now. I got it. One.
You did it, folks. She did it. Okay. Question four. Only one NFL team has never moved. Which is it?
Okay, I think it's the Cleveland Browns. We've always stunk, so I think we've stunk for a million years.
It's the Chicago Bears. So,
Bears.
Okay.
The Bears.
Question five. How many timeouts does each team get per half?
Like, is a half like two quarters and one half?
Yeah.
Four. Two it's, per quarter, I think.
I mean, that would make sense, but apparently it's three.
Oh.
Okay. Six. Who did Peyton Manning spend most of his career with? Like a team, not a person, not like a bestie, but like the team he was with the longest.
The red, white, and blue team, Patriots.
It is the Indianapolis Colts.
Cool.
Question seven. Lincoln Field is the home to which NFL team?
Let's just talk it out.
Lincoln is very American. Like this city would be
who's in Boston?
Close. Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, Boston doesn't have a team.
I don't know.
Oh, see, why are we even doing this today?
Because we're trying to do it for our friends that love it. Okay. Question.
All right, friends.
What team is known as the Purple People Eaters?
Well, a purple team is the New Orleans team, I think. So I'm going to guess the New Orleans team.
I think they're black, actually. Black and silver and yellow, maybe? I don't know. It's the Minnesota Vikings. Question nine. We're getting through it. Okay. Who is the all-time leading rusher in the NFL?
What's a rusher?
He runs.
Okay.
Like he runs the ball and just like goes. Like he just goes for it.
Man.
So this guy, I think, is like more from like our teen time. Like you would have heard this name before. Like when we were teens, this is a name we would have heard.
I think it's that Bo Jackson guy, like Bo knows stuff.
That's a good guess, but it's Emmitt Smith, which he was with the Cowboys. And he has over 18,000 career rushing yards. So lots of yards. Good job on that, Emmitt Smith. Okay. Final question of this round. Then we're just going to stretch it out. Okay. What is the biggest NFL contract in history?
Come on. What's that Peyton Manning's brother's name? That little Peyton Manning's brother. What's the one that was married to the model, Giselle? That guy, Tom Brady.
No, it was actually Patrick Mahomes. He's a quarterback for Kansas City, and he's worth $450 million for 10 years.
Wow.
You should have played football.
I don't think so. No. I've never even been punched in the face. I can't imagine getting completely knocked over. I just sit there and cry and be like, don't help me.
I'm Jane Perlez. longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Please. I slept weird last night. And like, I haven't been able to do anything all day. Can you imagine hitting me?
Absolutely not. I'd be a professional flag football player. That's about it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go into round two. I mean, it can't get worse, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question one. What NFL team is not owned by anyone, like any one person?
Arizona Cardinals.
It is the Green Bay Packers. It's the only publicly owned franchise in the NFL.
It's,
which is
actually, it's just owned by cheese.
Yes. Yes. Okay, question two. Which NFL team has the most losses on record? You did already guess this team.
Cleveland Browns.
It's the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, my husband's team. That's who he cheers for.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. He says he can't even cheer. He's completely stopped. This makes sense because he's stopped watching football completely now. He's switched to like European soccer leagues or something. And like, he's like, I can't handle this heartbreak. I'm a lifelong Arizona Cardinals fan. You just don't understand. So now I guess I do because of this one trivia question.
Yes. Now it's all clear.
Okay.
Okay, question three. How many points is a safety worth?
Okay, so this is like an extra points thing. A safety. It's like I'm going to say the 3-point thing. Sometimes you can get 3 points.
It's worth 2 points. I'm almost afraid to continue at this point. Okay. Okay. Which team has lost a Super Bowl four consecutive times?
Patriots.
They're actually known for winning them. So
I wish
be
I
the
just
Buffalo
had like a
Bills.
List of football teams because I just know like the names of four of them and I keep guessing, choice. Hoping it's going to work out.
So it's the Buffalo Bills, four okay. consecutive losses. All right. Question five. Which two NFL teams play every Thanksgiving? You know this because we all watch it in our family. It's near our house, one of them. They always play every Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, near our house is the Lions.
Yes, it is.
And I'm going to guess that they probably play someone really big like the Raiders.
The Raiders is who you pick? It's the Cowboys. I thought you were really going to get this one. It's the Lions and the Cowboys. Okay, question six. What team has scored the most points in a single NFL season?
Come on.
You haven't guessed this one yet.
The Colts.
Close. It's an animal. Denver Broncos with 606 points. Close. Question seven.
An animal.
Question seven. I wish you guys could watch this. We're just crying.
Worst trivia ever. Seven. Like, my face is red. I'm so embarrassed. Okay.
Which quarterback has the most consecutive starts in history? He's famous. Yeah, he's retired. He's famous.
Okay, can you give me some more hints? Was he ever like on something I would know?
He was in a movie once with Cameron Diaz. He made a cameo as himself.
I know. It's Brett Favre.
It's Brett Favre. Yes. Yes, it is. I'm going to give it to you.
Brett Favre in the 297 movie.
297 consecutive starts. All right. Question eight. Who is the only NFL player to win the Heisman Trophy twice? Local guy? Ohio State.
He played at Ohio State? Eddie something.
It's close. It's Archie Griffin.
Oh! Was there an Eddie guy that was...
There's a big deal Eddie guy from Ohio State, too. Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, this, okay, this okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay, question nine. Which team has won the most Super Bowl championships in NFL history? There's actually two that are tied. I'll give you a point if you can guess one of them. Just think of one that's always in the stinking Super Bowl lately.
Steelers.
Yes. That's right.
Because everyone hates them.
Yeah. Yes. The Steelers and the Patriots, actually. So there's two. You got two questions.
I got a
right
point.
Yeah.
I got a point.
Actually got three with that Brett Favre, or however you pronounce that.
Favre. That's what they say in Something About Mary.
Favre. Okay. All right. Final question. And I'm going to tell you why I think you're going to guess this one. Which head coach in the NFL has won the most games? Now listen.
There ain't no way. I don't even know what coach.
I'm going to give you the hint. I'm pretty sure he has a steakhouse, and I'm pretty sure you like to eat it.
St. Elmo's.
That's not even, no. Don Shula? He coached the Colts and the Dolphins.
I was trying to think of an out-of-town steakhouse that I love. St. Elmo's in Indianapolis. I was like, Indiana Colts. There we are. Okay,
it
that's how I got there.
That, like, that's where you went. No, it's like a steakhouse that I've eaten there in Chicago before. I'm sure I was with you, but that's okay. Hey, you know what? You got 3 points. And people at home probably got more than you. So this is a great day for them. You helped them have a better day.
Next week, we're going to do MMA trivia.
No, we're not. Definitely not going to do that. Honestly, guys,
I would know more about that probably. This was horrible. Okay.
Here's what's exciting. Right. We're going into October, November, and December. And you know what that means? That is holiday trivia. That is Halloween. Oh, that is Christmas
trivia. I'm going to crush it.
Oh, you are going to crush it.
Oh, I can't
even. All our favorite trivias are starting to come up. So this is the fun time. So we got NFL out of the way. You did a really good job on it. You were real upbeat through the entire thing. I'm very proud of you. Guys, if you want to let us know how you did, if you got more than three, we want to hear about it. Go to our Instagram and Facebook page and let us know. Tell us how many points you got this game specifically.
Hey, I gotta tell you, someone in our reviews let us know how many they got on even harder Harry Potter trivia.
How'd they do?
Do you know how many they got?
No.
Let me read it to you. It was 19, Brittany.
What?
It was Parker. Parker got 19. on even harder Harry Potter trivia. Wow, guys.
That is amazing. See, we read every single review and note you guys send us. I'm not kidding. And sometimes they'll even end up on the show.
I know. When they're bad, I get sad. Don't leave bad ones.
I know.
No,
we try real hard,
you
guys.
Great.
Okay. If you want to hear your name on this show or get a birthday shout out, send it over to us. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, but make sure you leave your name in that review so we know who to give the shout out to. Also, if you like seeing your picture on our Facebook and Instagram, we love that too, but make sure your parents send it over and also include your name, because no name, we can't post it. All right, guys, have an amazing day, trivia nerds.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.